Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Brad, I don't know if he's in here, but there's a little miscommunication the other day with that, so I apologize with that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is with great delight we welcome the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and Brad Biggs does indeed join us on the hotline, which of course is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Bieber? I was sitting right in front of him, too. I was in the front row. Now, you know, hey, listen, he doesn't have to – he can steer those media sessions, those press conferences, any direction he wants any day of the week. I've never taken anything personal up there when it comes to work, and it's all good.
Brad, why do you think Matt Nagy chose to speak a day early to remove any sort of doubt about who's starting Sunday against the Browns?
Well, I think there's probably a couple reasons. Number one, there's no dumb cookies in Cleveland, okay? When Andy Dalton was clearly not going to practice, it's going to be really difficult for the coach to maintain this idea that we'll make a decision on our quarterback later in the week. They've got a guy that they've invested a ton in that is the future. So you're going to get in front of that as soon as you can. You're going to back Justin Fields with confidence, and you're going to say, hey, here's our starter. We're ready to go. We're looking forward to it.
How long is Andy Dalton out?
Well, that's a good question, and I think the instructive thing that we learned yesterday was Nagy said, at this point anyway, he doesn't believe that Andy Dalton will require a trip to injured reserve. And that's meaningful because with the new rules this season, he would only have to miss three games on injured reserve. So that's telling you that there's a possibility they believe maybe Dalton's available. I would think week five, October 10th at Las Vegas, so potentially missing the next two games, but then available in week five. Now,
Brad, I know you.
Listen,
you would,
they could change directions on this. The deadline is going to be 3 o'clock Saturday because it's not like baseball where you can retroactively put a guy on the injured list. So keep an eye on Dalton and his status through Saturday afternoon. And if he doesn't go on IR by then, I can't imagine it's something they're waiting to do next week.
You've addressed this in your mailbag at chicagotribune.com, and I think it comes up a lot this week. How did Andy Dalton suffer a bone bruise with a non-contact injury?
Yeah, you know, Dr. David Chow, who was the team doctor for the Chargers when they were in San Diego for an awful long time, 17, 18 years, he does a great job. He's got a website, I believe it's profootballdoc.com, where he dispenses, as best he could tell, injury information regarding players, which certainly helps guys playing fantasy football. I don't know how many people had the red rifle as their quarterback in fantasy football, but, you know, talked about basically like a bone bruise is the best case scenario there, in because it could have been the ACL that could have gone there for Dalton, the way that knee kind of awkwardly buckled on the sideline, and that it's the pressure of the femur and the tibia at the end kind of pushing together that would create a bone bruise without him being hit by a defender. Now, Chow obviously hasn't, Andy Dalton's not a patient of his, but this is his professional opinion, having spent decades observing football injuries.
All right, so do we have any feel for who's in or who's out? Eddie Goldman, obviously limited in practice. He was limited last Wednesday and didn't practice again. Presumably, he's going to try to give it a go again today. We probably can jump to a conclusion based on whether or not he's limited in practice today.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Goldman's limited today, you're figuring he's going to play on Sunday, right? Basically, yeah. The guy's been limited since week 16 of 2019 when he had a concussion against the Chiefs and missed the season finale that year. But 10 snaps in the preseason, wrap up down in Nashville. So I think you've probably got a few questions about his, what kind of football shape he's in. But he looked great when camp started. He still looks good now. You're not going to have your nose tackle out there for more than, I wouldn't think you'd have him out there for more than 35, 40 snaps. And maybe he doesn't get quite all those. But if he could go out and give him 25 credible snaps on Sunday, that would help against Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. The Cleveland Browns have 7 rushing touchdowns already.
Wow. And yet, Odell Beckham Jr. practiced yesterday. Full participation gives them an element in the passing game they have lacked without him. How does that change your approach to this game, Brad, if it does at all?
You know, I don't know, because even when OBJ was out there, talking to people in Cleveland, that's the one thing that there just hasn't been this connection between him and Baker Mayfield. Now, obviously, they've missed an awful lot of time together now with the knee injury for Odell. But when Odell was healthy in Cleveland, it just didn't really come together for those two guys. And Jarvis Landry has kind of always been that safety blanket as a possession receiver for the quarterback. And obviously Jarvis is out this week. He's not going to play. So, is Odell going to be on a snap count, or how much are we going to see him? You know, I'm not real sure, but certainly he's been a guy that has been a proven wide receiver in terms of explosive plays, and the Bears better be mindful of that as they obviously try to gear up to stop the run and put Baker in third and long.
When you think about the game plan you put together for Justin Fields, I think we all have ideas on how that should be done. They're not that dissimilar. Will Matt Nagy kind of go along with what the public perception of that plan would be, or our perceptions of it, or will he do something different than what we imagine he will do with Justin Fields?
Well, I think what you're going to do is you're going to look at some of the obvious things that fit well with his skill set, with his athleticism, right? In terms of, play action, rollout, bootlegs, all that. They've got to allow him the opportunity to cut the field in half at times. It doesn't have to be done on every down. You got a rollout there. You got a high read. You got a low read. Take the one that's open, right? You throw the ball to where the defense dictates the ball should go on that play. You've got to get the run game going. I think you want to protect him a little bit in that regard. And you want to whittle down the playbook. I don't think you want this massive call sheet, you know, that you would have if Nagy had a great background with the quarterback and they'd done a ton of stuff together. You got to have a narrow focus here for what you think is going to work against the Cleveland Browns. And then Justin's got to go out there and you got to put him in a position where the coach and the player both believe that he can play fast. He doesn't want to be thinking too much out there.
Nagy used the word stoic to describe Justin Fields' reaction to getting the news that he was starting. I think he looked unfazed, somewhat unflappable at times, and yet and against the Bengals, he was a little bit rattled at times, looked like a rookie. What was your impression of the way that he handled himself in his first sort of appearance as the starter?
Yeah, you know, polished, I think, would be the first word that would come to mind. You know, you've seen this from him all along. The moment does not appear to be too big for him. Now, does that mean he's going to go out and complete 70% of his passes and throw three touchdown passes? No, but he's certainly not going to be intimidated in this process. You don't get the feeling that distractions are going to be an issue for him, and he's got an inner confidence, and he's able to project that without coming off as cocky at all. It's just kind of matter-of-factly like, hey, I've been preparing for this. I haven't been worrying about when I'm going to be the starter. Things happen in time. You know, so from a preparation standpoint, I'm sure this week will go very smoothly. It'll probably go by fast for him, right? Sunday will come in a hurry. We'll have to see how he performs. But hopefully time with that first unit in practice this week, next week, I mean, this is a multi-week injury for Andy Dalton, will expedite the developmental process for Justin.
So, Brad, we look at, you know, we're running out of time here. We look at the list of potential Hall of Famers, and there's a lot of Bears guys, a lot of careers that you covered. Eight players would be eligible. Obviously, Devin Hester is a guy there's been a lot of talk about. Devin Hester, Olin Krutz, Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman, Jared Allen, Reuben Brown, Mohsin Muhammad, Dave Craig. Do you see any of them getting into the Hall of Fame this year? How would you rate the chances of those eight?
Well, first of all, I'd say it's a shame that it's possible he's no longer eligible for the modern era candidates because Hilgenberg's a guy that should be considered for the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. Jared Allen with the sack production, you got to figure that his time's coming here at some point. I don't know that it's necessarily this year, but he's got Hall of Fame numbers that cannot be overlooked. I think Devin Hester's going to be an extremely interesting case this year. I believe he's more than deserving. But what you don't know is how voters will react to a guy who basically you're putting him in because of special teams only. But so much better than any other special teams guy ever that he's going to get in there. First year of eligibility, that's what I think will be fascinating to watch. You guys know how I feel about Olin Krutz, and I think the intangibles he brought to that locker room and to the huddle for an awful long time make him a guy that the voters need to have a serious discussion about at some point. Those are probably the top candidates right now, to be honest with you. I mean, people talk about Tillman and the peanut punch. I don't know that with only two Pro Bowl appearances, I believe it was two, that's going to have a lot of sway for the voters. And then Lance Briggs could get some discussion down the line. He might have to wait in line a little bit as they get a backlog of fantastic players from all the teams.
Reuben Brown's a Hall of Famer to me. I mean,
oh, yeah. And I really
I think he goes in.
Yeah. I mean, eight Pro Bowls, I think, for Reuben. I mean, he was and Bears fans, unless they were watching a lot of Buffalo Bills games on the side, never really saw Reuben at his very best. I mean, he was really good when he was with the Bears there for those first couple of years. But, I mean, he was phenomenal earlier in his career in Buffalo.
Great stuff, Big Z, as always. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We'll get the pick at that point, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our man, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune. I apologize to him. Matt Nagy's apologized. David will not. I think everyone noticed, and it's harmful and hurtful. We're going to talk to Joe Cool next. How cool is that? Notre Dame is playing Wisconsin. We're going to talk to the man himself. How awesome is that? It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's definitely going to be weird, you know, just because it's going to be a lot of my friends I'm playing against, a lot of guys I still talk to today. But at the end of the day, it's just another football game, and, you know, I like to think I don't get, you know, too excited or more excited for one game than the next. But it'll certainly be, you know, a pretty cool atmosphere, and we're playing against a great team, so it'll be fun.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Jack Cohen, the current quarterback at Notre Dame, and it's a big game at Soldier Field on Saturday, and we're looking forward to it. And how special to get a chance to talk to Joe Cool himself. What an amazing treat to welcome to the show Joe Montana. He joins us on the guest line presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are fired up, and great to talk to you. I got to tell you, I you know, there's so many questions that come to my mind when I think of getting a chance to talk to Joe Montana. You basically were there for the creation of the West Coast offense. You were basically the man that introduced that and introduced the Niners championship run, all of the things that happened that we still see resonated all over the NFL. And what is it like for you to look at what the offense you learned and to see how it's evolved and what you see currently as you look at the league?
Oh, it's a lot of fun to see where it's gone. And where, you know, one of the things that Bill found out early was that you could use that as part of your running game. And, you know, we never really had an established running back, but it became part of the passing, you know, became part of our running game because you drop back on first down and he always said, look, I'm going to give you these guys. We're going to try to do this on this side of the field. If you don't like it, I'm going to give you these other guys down here and just drop it off. You know, I'll take 4 yards on first down. And it's funny because defensive players have this mentality where, you know, if you drop back and pass and you dump the ball underneath and you gain 4, they think they stopped you. And you hand off and you run for 4. Everybody's like, you can't give up 4 yards on a run. But yet you get the same 4 yards. And then all of a sudden you're inside the 20 and they're going, hey, how'd they get here? And so, yeah, it's fun to see. It's fun to see that it's still evolving. And, you know, when we got some guys on the outside too that he liked, we start pushing the ball down the field too, as they're doing again today. So that's fun to see where it's going. This is a great time to be a quarterback for sure.
And it's a great time to be a rookie quarterback, Joe, here in Chicago. Obviously, Justin Fields making his first NFL start Sunday against the Browns. You look around the league, it's not that unusual. I think there'll be 5 rookies that could be starting this year for the respective teams, possibly. What do you make of how quickly that ascension has become now when you get drafted high? You don't have as long of an apprenticeship as maybe when you were playing.
I think a lot of it has to do with the simplicity of the offense. I mean, could I have played as a rookie? Probably. Would I have played very well? Probably not, because I still was trying to get a grasp on exactly what that offense was all about and really, you know, how to run it correctly in the way that Bill was, you know, had envisioned it. And, you know, I think it's tough on them. But as long as they make sure that, you know, they keep it within a certain amount of limits for him, for any starter at that age, is it's a big transition. And some guys can make it easy, but a lot of that depends on, you know, how fast they can pick up that offense.
Joe, you're obviously here for the game. We know that. You're also doing some work with Guinness. I read some of the stuff about Guinness, and I spit out my morning coffee very early this morning when I saw that there is a new Guinness Chicago tap room that is going to be opening in 2023. Do I get in line now? How does this work? Do I camp out in front of there?
No, I think they're doing something special up there in Chicago. And like you said, they're putting in a new tap room. This will be only the second one in the United States, and they're going to do some creative things that you can only find there in that tap room in Chicago. You know, we have a new TV commercial coming out about celebrating, you know, hey, we've come a long, long way together. And with good things are within our grasp, and a lot of that's happening this weekend, you know, with Notre Dame playing Wisconsin up there, part of that Shamrock series. And they're going to do some celebrating, and they just announced, like you said yesterday, that tap room's going in, and they're going to do some good things up there for the community, and you know, try to make everybody understand how important Chicago is and the special things that are up there. And this tap room's going to, you know, exemplify that.
And Joe, you know how many Notre Dame fans are in Chicago, so Saturday is going to be a huge moment against Wisconsin. Yeah. And if Notre Dame wins, Brian Kelly will pass Newt Rockne as the for victories career-wise as the head coach at Notre Dame. And when you think of Brian Kelly, Joe, knowing the history as you do, how would you describe his place in Notre Dame history?
Well, obviously he's had a lot of success, you know, there. everybody has up and down years, but, you know, his record is speaking for itself. He's been able to get, continue to get great players into there and continue to perform. And I think everybody would like to see him get back to the big game here and, you know, maybe have a little better success at that part of it. But, you know, they got that professional team down in Alabama, so you gotta get by that.
That's so true. All right, Joe. So I'm sure you've answered this question 1,000 times, but Super Bowl 23, you guys are trailing 16-13, 3:20 left in the game, and you got to march down the field and win it, as you do. But you come into the huddle and you say everybody's, you know, a nervous wreck because this is it. This is the big moment. And you say something like, "Hey, I saw John Candy's over there. Did you guys see that? There's John Candy on the sideline." And he just took this calm came over everyone. Did you see John Candy? Did you know you were going to say that? Did you just want to loosen up the group? Tell us that story. That's one of the greatest stories in football history.
It was really meant for Harris Barton, because Harris was a people person. So when we got to the Super Bowl city, we were always free for dinner and, you know, practice and meetings most of the day. And then after that, free for dinner and then come back for meetings to finish up the night. And he was so excited about all the celebrities he saw. And we'd been standing there for a long time. TV timeouts, as you know, are forever during the Super Bowl. And they feel even longer when you're standing out there on the field. And I just happened to see John Candy. He was kind of right between two guys' shoulders, and he was framed right there. And I go, "Wow, I don't remember Harris talking about seeing John Candy." So I thought he would appreciate it. But he appreciates it today more than then. He started mumbling back then about something about the Super Bowl. I couldn't understand him. And then looking over, "What are you looking at over there for?" But it just came out. I always tried to be me, no matter what, you know, what time, what kind of game, or whether you're ahead, behind, didn't matter. I just tried to. It wasn't really meant to loosen up the team, and maybe it did, but I really was just talking to Harris.
How closely do you watch the NFL these days, Joe? And what quarterbacks do you appreciate or like watching the most?
Well, obviously, I don't watch as much as I normally do. I'd like to see when there are two good teams, there are two quarterbacks I want to see. Like the first week, I don't think I've only seen one game. In the first two, maybe two. We were traveling, and we were out in the back part of Montana, and didn't get a chance to see the games that weekend. But no, I like watching. I love the game, and it's you know, the young quarterbacks. I like watching the young guy, and, you know, Buffalo's doing well, and the Chargers doing well, and it's good to see young guys come in and play. Just curious to see more about, you know, Mac Jones and how he continues to grow, and I think it's great, you know, that we're just talking. I think there's, what, five rookies playing this week, maybe more.
Right.
And I think it's great. I think it's great for the game, and obviously it's great for those guys and they want to play. And but yeah, the quarterbacks right now, they're, you know, you got to be loving how you get to play, and, you know, not worrying about all those big hits. I think it makes it a little bit easier on the mind as you play the game, so you don't have to worry about that.
The rule changes are. Joe, the rule changes are unbelievable. I, you know, you played 16 years. You probably could have played in your 50s like Tom Brady if you were playing without getting hit, with receivers rushing open. They're not allowed to get hit. It's a completely different game.
Yeah, it's different, and, you know, the rules have been changed for a couple reasons. I think one is, I think most people won't like seeing the ball in the air, and two is, the owners don't like seeing the guy they pay usually the most money getting injured all the time with some of those big hits. And I think they're just trying to control a lot of that. And in return, I think it's made the game better to watch as a fan.
Joe, you played until you were 38 years old, but do you ever look at Brady now at 44 and say you could have squeezed a few more seasons out of your body?
Not out of this body. I mean, it would have been fun, you know, if I hadn't had so many injuries at that point and as many concussions as I had. So I know I could have played a couple more years after that. It's just that I started looking around at my, you know, all the surgeries I had and continue to have, I should say. And, you know, I looked at my kids and how old they were and still wanted to be able to do a lot of things physically with them because we're an active, very active family together, even still to this day. And I don't move around as much as or as well as I'd like to. Still, you know, I've had 27 surgeries, so
wow.
It's been tough keeping up with it. But I think I made the right decision at that time for me, especially from the physical part of it.
How are you doing, Joe? I mean, how do you feel these days? You know, you mentioned the concussions. That's scary stuff when we look around and we see the gridiron greats and all the fine work they've done. How are you holding up, and are you worried about that sort of thing?
I think Jennifer, she's more worried about it than I am. Because every time I can't remember something, she's going, oh. Too many hits. She gets worried about that something else is going to go wrong eventually on that end of it. But for the most part, physically, even after all the surgeries, can I run and jog? No. Can I play basketball? No. I can get around. I can do a lot of things. I can still with the kids to a certain degree, but some of the more strenuous things I leave for the youngsters at this point in my life. So, you know, I hit that day where you go, am I really 65? What the heck? Where did it all go? But I'm doing all right. I can't complain.
Joe, you're talking to guys from Chicago, and Saturday your alma mater will be playing at Soldier Field. And as you watch Notre Dame at Soldier Field and you think of Chicago, what fond memories or what memories, maybe they're not so fond, come to mind when you're watching football played at Soldier Field?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, it was a great place to play and tough place to play, obviously, for so many years for us. And, you know, we did end up with a big victory there to get us into the Super Bowl. But, I think it's great. I think it's great for the city, great for Notre Dame and Wisconsin. And the fans are going to love it. And I know there's a ton of fans up there from Notre Dame that live in Chicago and around Chicago. So great opportunity for everybody.
Joe, if you had a piece of advice to give to a young quarterback starting his first game, what would it be?
I would say just be patient. You know, I think that's the toughest part is, you know, you want to make things happen, let them happen, and just go out there and, you know, try to relax as much as you can and just play his game. Don't try to let somebody force him into playing, doing something different, and he'll be okay.
Great stuff, Joe. What an honor. Great catching up with you. You're a Hall of Famer. You know, you did it all, and we're delighted to get a chance to talk to you. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
And Guinness, by the way, is doing work with Guinness. So they're going to open the doors on this Chicago tap room. It's going to be at 375 North Morgan. And it's like an old a railroad depot.
That's a great location.
It's a great location. There's some great stuff going on in that area, that kind of West Loop area. And they're going to have this thing open in 2023. And I don't know. My brother is out in Baltimore a lot. They've got the Open Gate Brewery out there. They're actually, you know, cooking up different types of ales and beers. And, you know, I don't think they make the actual porter, the actual Guinness Stout, but they make a ton of stuff there. If anybody is on the East Coast, you ought to take a look at it. And I love a nice pint of Guinness. That should be a ton of fun. We got to get there.
Didn't he sound great, Mully? Didn't Joe Montana just sound as relaxed and cool as ever?
I mean, it's unbelievable. That guy, look at the accomplishments of that career. It's extraordinary. What a joy to get to talk to him on game week, not just with Notre Dame and Wisconsin, but with, you know, the debut of Justin Fields. Be patient might be the greatest advice you can give anybody who's younger and wants to get it done. And, you know, I went back and watched the Manning brothers talking about Aaron Rodgers. And it was funny. They were down by three at the half, the Packers. But Peyton Manning is talking about, look at the patience he showed, the running the ball. He thought it was a masterful performance by Rodgers, which obviously the second half showed you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fresh! Fresh for fantasy. We cry. Hey. Fresh! Fresh for fantasy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. What a delight to talk to our guy Dave Richard. He, of course, hosts the Fantasy Football Today. That's live at 11 a.m. Chicago time on CBS Sports HQ. And Dave is a local guy made good, for God's sake, and love getting a chance to talk to him every week. He joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I know that everybody's excited about the White Sox clinching the AL Central, but Chicago probably a city in mourning because we won't see Andy Dalton start this week. I know it's tough. I know it's hard. Everybody's just going to – we're going to pull through it together, not having our Andy at quarterback for the Bears.
That's mean, Dave. That's just me.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm excited to see Justin Fields, too. I want to see how he does. Not an easy matchup against Cleveland, but just you've got to be encouraged by almost everything you saw in the film in last week's game when he came in. Threw farther downfield. Darnell Mooney's average target depth doubled with Justin Fields compared to Andy Dalton. It was really incredible. And really, he should have had three touchdowns in the game. Fields should have. Robinson dropped one. Mooney dropped one. I trust them to fix those mistakes moving forward. Wouldn't be surprised if the Bears even went into Cleveland and won.
Well, okay. And your public seeks you, and we'll get to the calls. But are you taking anybody out of that game? As much as we talk about it, the reality is there's not a lot of a fantasy glory to be found on the Bears, right?
Well, I mean, you've got Montgomery, who's an automatic start, and I still think Allen Robinson is an automatic start. I really do like Mooney. You've got to consider him as a flex play. He was still available in 40% of CBS Sports leagues earlier this week. That number has shrunk, but you should double-check to see if he's still there. I really do believe that Fields can be the guy who can unlock Darnell Mooney, even if it's coming at the cost of Cole Kmet, who may not be that breakout tight end that some people had hoped for. And I'll tell you what, I've got Fields as my 15th-ranked quarterback this week. I think his rushing potential, on top of what he does as a passer, in what I think is a game that the Bears can be competitive in, should help him. I really think this is going to be a good thing for the Bears' offense overall. I'm glad to see Fields getting the chance.
On the other side, Dave, OBJ comes back and Odell Beckham Jr. What does that mean to fantasy players if they're inclined? We got a couple texters wondering. I'm sure people are curious. What does he mean, if anything?
So I am going to take a very passive approach with Beckham this week, and it really doesn't have anything to do with the matchup. Honestly, if Beckham had been playing and if Baker Mayfield was healthy, those two guys would probably connect on a deep ball against this Bears secondary. They've given up too many big plays. So I don't have the guts to go ahead and say start Odell Beckham. I think if you've gotten this far into the fantasy season without him, you could probably stand to go one more week. Let's see how Baker Mayfield does. You know, Mayfield was shaken up after that shoulder injury. He had to pop his shoulder back in. One pass attempt went farther downfield than 10 yards after he came back into the game last week. I would imagine the Bears are going to test that a little bit and see if Baker Mayfield continues to keep it short. And if he does, that's not going to be good for Beckham's numbers.
All right, your public seeks you. 312-644-6767. We also have a ton of texts. We'll start with Sean. He's in Fox Lake. Sean, you're on with Dave Rich.
Dave, good morning. Shout-out team name, let us entertain you. Who are we going to start at quarterback, Justin Herbert or your boy Justin Fields?
You're definitely going to start at Justin, but I think you have to go with Herbert, who's one of my favorite buy-low trade targets. I absolutely think that he's been kind of robbed here over the past two games. 6 drops from his receivers, including 2 from Keenan Allen, 2 from Mike Williams, 6 penalties on the offense that have cost him numbers. He's lost out on 4 touchdowns and 175 yards because of those drops and those penalties. And we could do that for a lot of quarterbacks. But if all those touchdowns had stood and the yardage had stood, you wouldn't be asking the question. Herbert against the Chiefs, should be a high-scoring game, and I expect him to come through.
Dave, 217 texter. I'm curious about this guy, too. Rondell Moore or Amari Cooper?
You're going to go with Cooper over Moore. And I'm even using like a sad tone to say it, because Rondell Moore is fun. He's fun. You go and you see that 77-yard touchdown. Look, that was a broken play, but that's an example of the type of speed that Rondell Moore can give you. I was more encouraged by a 17-yard reception he had where he caught a ball close to the line of scrimmage and then just kind of juked his way past a couple of defenders to gain another 15 yards after the play. I think that he's going to continue to do that for Arizona, and he already leads the Cardinals. This is true now. He leads the Cardinals in targets, catches, and yards. They've got DeAndre Hopkins and A.J. Green, and he's leading them in receiving. So he's a big-time sleeper this week. He's going to be popular in DFS. I am not opposed to using him as a number 3 receiver or a flex.
This segment of the Mullion Haw Show brought to you by Kenosha Subaru. Let's get back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Andrew is on with our man, Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Yo.
I got a flex play, non-PPR. DJ Moore against Houston, Tyson Williams against Detroit, or James Robinson has been really frustrating. One of the three.
So, Thanks. Yeah, Robinson you should keep on the bench, and he's probably going to have another frustrating week against Arizona. But stay the course with him. I do think he's eventually going to be fine. He's another guy you could buy really low on. Now, Tyson Williams, if it's not Justin Herbert, Williams is my favorite trade target because I think he can have a substantial year production-wise for the Ravens. I think he's their best running back, and it's not really close. But all that being said, DJ Moore is going up against Houston, and that's a bad secondary and a great wide receiver. The Panthers are doing a lot to get him the football. I would expect that to continue. I would start Moore ahead of Tyson Williams.
Dave Texter wants to know, Sam Darnold tonight or Joe Burrow versus the Steelers?
I'm going to go with Burrow. I don't know if this is the same type of Steelers team that we're used to seeing, especially if there's no TJ Watt coming off the edge. That is a huge piece that would be missing for Pittsburgh if he doesn't play. And that's on top of Joe Hayden if he doesn't play. And then they've got all kinds of issues on offense. There are some injuries that could really hamper them. I think Joe Burrow's got a chance to have a pretty decent game. I would go with him.
Adam's on the road. Adam, you're on with Dave Richard.
Yeah, hi. I need 2 out of these 3. Full PPR, Kyle Pitts, Miles Sanders, and Mike Davis.
Davis is the sit, and he does catch the ball a decent amount, but I'm really starting to get worried about how much work he's going to continue to get moving forward. When Cordarrelle Patterson, of all people, I'm surprised we haven't talked about him yet, guys. The fact that he's gone to Atlanta, they've made him a full-time running back, and he's actually looking decent doing it. Just a big physical type of running back. It's weird to see 30-year-old wide receivers converted to the position, but here he is doing it, and it makes me wonder if that kind of crushes the upside for Mike Davis moving forward.
Great stuff, Dave Richard. Thank you, buddy. Always a joy. Remind everyone here, he is the host of Fantasy Football Today. It's live at 11 o'clock Chicago time on CBS Sports HQ. Dave, thanks a ton.
Thanks, Dave. You got it, guys. Go White Sox. Congratulations in advance, fellas.
Boy, that better happen, man. I mean, awesome. If we're talking next week and Dave is still telling me the Sox
no.
are clinch, come on. No is right. All right. We're going to have some more fun. We've got Dan Pompey. He's a Hall of Fame voter. We can run some of these names by him. He'll be the man making the case for a Devin Hester, an Olin Krutz, a Charles Tillman, a Lance Briggs. It'll be a joy to talk to Dan Pompey next. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.